So Russia has placed the CIA-controlled Zelensky on their criminals most wanted list. Can you believe this? That means that there's no negotiating with Zelensky. He's finished. Russia will only accept the unconditional surrender of someone they now have classified as a criminal. Of course, Zelensky is a criminal controlled by the CIA and MI6, sending over 600,000 Ukrainians to die after he had signed a peace agreement, or a peace agreement was signed, and it was in his hands. So that's blood on his hands.
Yes.
Soldiers know that it's all over, by the way.
Unequivocally, so that he could continue to get camera time, so that he could pose for his...
Yeah, he could go to the Grammys,
so he could
go to the Academy Awards.
So he could get his good side on, Western TV.
So soldiers know that it's over. I mean, they're sending their last messages now to their families, letting them know that their leaders like Zelensky control everything. Some of these new videos that are coming out of from Ukrainian soldiers, just heartbreaking. But take a look at this one. This one, he knows that they're not controlling anything and that they are just cannon fodder. So we don't control anything, and it looks like these are our last days. Now, these are messages coming out from units that have had, most of their units and other men killed in action. We're going to show you more in just a second. Do you want to say something?
No.
So, meanwhile, NATO seems hell-bent on going into a full-blown war with Russia. As of this hour, Russia is heading towards total victory in the Donbas. Tactical victory right now. Former Eastern Ukraine, of course, just in time for the May 9th victory parade in Moscow. Now, those aren't my words, but rather the words of a Ukrainian general that The Economist just interviewed. Fresh Russian push will test Ukraine severely, says a senior general. And this is an interview with the deputy head of Ukraine's military intelligence. So they're finished. This is collapsing. This is literally, and he talks about how this is just timed almost perfectly for this May 9th celebration parade in Moscow. So imagine that. We've totally cleared. We can declare victory in the Donbas. So now will you surrender? Because that's what we've been saying all along. Operationally, this is what we are here to achieve.
Well,
are you going to surrender or not?
Because last year, Zelensky declared that Ukraine would no longer celebrate that victory day on May 9th. They now celebrate it with the Western Europeans on May 8th. So, they'll be partying. They still will get their party in.
Yeah, exactly. So this means it means next stop is either Russia crosses the Dnieper River and advances towards other major cities, including Kiev, until unconditional surrender. Or NATO intervenes with soldiers. And option number two is what NATO is pushing for, it would seem. This morning, France and the UK decided it would be a good idea to send troops to Ukraine. And the U.S. says they're considering it as well. Are they out of their minds? I mean,
yes.
this is something Putin said specifically would constitute war with NATO. So take a look at this. These are the ambassadors. This is the French ambassador and the British ambassador coming out, getting basically yelled at, called to the Kremlin, basically. And the Moscow said, we know that there are troops in Ukraine. They left after spending about 40 minutes there. Both refused to talk to the cameras, to the press. Now, there have been some false reports floating around by the Asia Times this afternoon that says there are 100 French Foreign Legion forces in Ukraine. That was all from one source at the Asia Times, who's known to have some fake news, but that is fake news. But so we don't know actually how many French forces and British forces are there, but enough that Russia is not happy about it and called the ambassadors in about it. So we don't know the numbers. We're trying to find out more details about this. And of course, this will be foggy, but we're trying our best to get those answers on that. But this is a red line for Putin. So you're going to have NATO forces in Ukraine now, openly? Not just like helpful guys that are just helping to help with some of the equipment. No, you're actually going to put boots on the ground in a meaningful way. It's game over. A few weeks ago, Putin told Macron that any French troops that you will send will end up like Napoleon. They will suffer the fate of Napoleon's army. Hungarian foreign minister is warning Macron that you are sparking World War III with this talk of sending in forces. If there's a nuclear war, everyone will die. So stop all of your talk about trying to send in forces, Macron. it's not going to happen, but they seem hell-bent on doing it. They know that this is it. This is the end game right now.
Right. And you can see even from this Reuters headline that it says Putin allies tell Macron. So it's not even Putin personally and how he feels about NATO troops being in a neighboring country. Recall that his parliament voted for the special military operation in 2022. So, you know, they would like to make it seem that it's just this beast that's being provoked, but it's absolutely not. This has complete support inside the majority party in Russia.
Yeah, absolutely. And today, Russia told the UK, quote, "You won't be safe in Downing Street either." Sends this chilling threat, "You won't be safe in Downing Street because we are going to launch and test nuclear weapons. Now, as a show of force and defiance, after the West vows to back Ukraine atop..." This is Medvedev.
Again, look at this headline again. They're saying that it's Putin. He's wild. He flies off the cuff. But then who actually said it? It says below, the attribution is top Kremlin crony. So they would like you to believe that it is just a personal vengeance of Putin. And it's clearly not. We're playing politics here with entire governments.
Yeah. And Russia's Medvedev actually released the statement. And I think they like to kind of play him good cop, bad cop there. So there's Medvedev. I'm just going to read what he said this afternoon. "The choir of irresponsible scoundrels from the Western political elite calling for sending their troops to a non-existent country is expanding. Now it includes representatives from the U.S. Congress, the French, the British leadership, as well as certain lunatics from the Baltics and Poland. They're also advocating for the active use of their missile weapons supplied to the Bandera followers, also across the entire territory of Russia." So basically saying, yeah, you're going to use Western weapons now to try to spark and hit inside of Russia. And this is not just a spring escalation, but a cynical calculation for political dividends. This is some total degradation of the ruling class in the West. This class genuinely refuses to logically connect elementary things.
Yes.
"Sending their troops to the territory of the former Ukraine will lead to their country's direct involvement in a war, to which we will have to respond. And unfortunately, not in the territory of former Ukraine." So we're not just going to attack in former Ukraine. We are going to hit Downing Street. We will hit targets in Europe that have already been mapped out and ready to go. They're telling us this. So it's not going to happen in Ukraine. It's going to hit people where they live. In this case, he says, none of them will be able to hide either on Capitol Hill or Elysee Palace or the 10 Downing Street. A global catastrophe will ensue. By the way, Kennedy and Khrushchev understood this over 60 years ago, but today's infantile idiots who have clawed their way to power in the West stubbornly refuse to realize it, he says. And that's precisely why today the General Staff has begun preparations for exercises, including practical training on the preparation and use of non-strategic nuclear weapons.
At least they're not targeting civilians, because most civilians in those places whose leaders reside in those places don't want this, would love nothing more than for our leaders to stop this.
Yeah, I mean, we would love this. I mean, a new poll out says 70% of Americans don't want us to have to, we don't want to be sending any of these weapons to, we don't want to have any involvement. So why is America doing it? Because of our bloodlust of the military-industrial complex, the provocation of Putin, the toppling of Putin, so that we can what? Have access to his resources, steal his minerals, so that we have a destabilized Russia like in Libya and other places that we try to go in and destabilize. That was the goal. That's the goal, is to go into Russia and destabilize the country, swoop in for its resources. This weekend, Hakeem Jeffries got a nice love fest profile on 60 Minutes. There he is, Democrat leader. And he is saying, yeah, you know what? We're going to send U.S. troops. They will enter the Ukrainian conflict. Yeah, that's all we need. We're going to send them in because, you know what? If it looks like the front lines are going to start to fall, and that's exactly what France is saying, that's what Britain is saying. If Russia is able to push beyond that front line right now, the Ukrainian front line, and push beyond that, we'll send troops. So the U.S., NATO is fully in this. This is why you're seeing the scrambling this afternoon. The FT this morning, Financial Times, saying that Russia is plotting to sabotage targets across Europe. Of course they are. So the FT writes this as if Russia hasn't already identified each specific target that it would strike in a retaliation. Political science, Vladimir Kolinov says, amazing people. Western leaders are directly talking about how they will use their Ukrainian proxies to blow up Russian facilities, kill Russian people, destroy our bridges and oil storage facilities, and stage terrorist attacks on the territory of the Russian Federation, which is what they're talking about doing, using long-range weapons to strike inside of Russia.
And have been doing this.
So he's saying, of course, you're an idiot if you don't think we've already identified. And then they're terribly surprised that someone in Russia, he says, is planning retaliatory strikes against their infrastructure facilities. The Financial Times devoted a big article to this, he writes. We need to tell them a secret. In Russia, of course, a list of European facilities for nuclear strikes is also planned. Of course, in the case provided by our defense concept. Otherwise, they really think that Russia is bluffing about this? Again, Ukrainian soldiers are sending video messages home to their moms right now, basically saying, I'm not going to see you again. It was a mistake to tell you, Mom, that I'd be home soon. This soldier just lost most of the men in his unit. Now, I'm not going to speak over his voice. I want you to watch this. And if you're driving and listening to this audio as a podcast, I will kind of repeat what he says. But I just want people to watch this young boy saying, Mom, you know, I promised you I'd be home soon. That was a lie. I lost most of the men in our unit. You know, we now know that that's the case. And also, by the way, you might be seeing this video and he might already be dead, thanks to Zelensky. Watch.
Всім привіт. Я ще живий. Вчора нас сильно потрепало. Мам. Пробач мене, будь ласка. Я обіцяв, що приїду додому. Я тебе. Я дуже тебе люблю. Помогся. Я обіцяю, що зроблю усе, щоб кожатися рядом з тобою. Мені дуже тяжко. Я устав, мама. Я так не хочу більше воювати. Ну, це того не стоїть, мама. Я тебе дуже люблю.
Well, our senators think you should stay right there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We decided to send more money, so you stay there. You don't get to go home. We don't want that. Apparently, our leaders don't.
So if you were driving and listening to the audio version of that, I mean, he's doing a selfie video to send to his mom, hoping that his mom gets to see this video and explaining that most of the men in his unit were hit hard yesterday and killed. He doesn't want to fight anymore. It's not worth it. He promised her that he would be home. He shouldn't have said that, he says. I promise you that I promised you I'd be back, and I shouldn't have said that.
That was wrong. Let me just point out, Zelensky promised that they would be rotated out in his updated draft agreement, which was signed into law just 2 weeks ago. He said he was going to rotate out the people who'd been on the battlefield for months and months. And in that updated draft law, he reneged on that. It's not him. It's not that kid who is reneging on his promise. It's Zelensky.
Right.
So let's make no mistake. He does not give a shit about those young boys.
No.
At all. Or no. The older men who are already died.
No. No, and of course, you know, the United States is going to send, $61 billion that's not really going to arrive there at all anyway. It's going to line the pockets of military-industrial complex members. And the money that does make it into Ukraine will go into the pockets of these oligarchs. Video surfacing today of Ukrainian leaders, members of the government who are partying right now and vacationing in France on yachts. You check out those videos, driving beautiful Bentleys, You know, they're just partying on the on yachts while these young men are dying right now. So, again, do you think Putin is bluffing? You're going to mess with him now and you're going to put in NATO forces? Again, we're going to see what's about to happen here. But you have this May 9th push into total victory, it seems, in Donbass, give or take a few days. But it's imminent. And then when that happens, what happens next? Do you fully surrender, or are we now going to push further across the river and move on to the capital? That's when you're going to see world war, because the West right now is just way too proud. NATO is way too proud to put their tail between their legs and say, we underestimated, we need to go home, because we will lose. We will absolutely lose. And so many other people, millions of people will die if this continues. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.